Lock right.
Kurt Lyles is directing two new motorcyclists through some riding basics in the parking lot of Floyd Casey Stadium.
Push.
Lyles was in the Navy for 21 years. He worked as an instructor for flight engineers. Now he started his own business teaching people how to ride motorcycles.
Now you need to throttle up a little bit.
He started his own company, Geo Center Motorcycle Training, 3 years ago. He runs classes in Waco, Gatesville, and Mahia, and he says finding the money to start and grow his company hasn't been easy.
I've got 10 bikes, around $30,000 for the bikes, plus the trailer, plus the equipment. That's kind of steep.
The number of veteran-owned small businesses has dropped from 1.9 million in 2008 to 1.7 million in 2012. But there might be good news for veterans looking for money come January 1st. Last week, the U.S. Small Business Administration announced that they're waiving the upfront fee for all loans, $350,000 or less, made to veteran-owned small businesses. Steve Surguy is the director of McLennan Community College's Small Business Development Center. He says veterans typically have the good ideas and maturity you need to start a business, but simply lack the funds.
You know, a lot of them have been in combat and other situations, and they haven't had the opportunity to build the capital that, someone already in the workforce would have.
In the past, veteran borrowers would have to pay about $4,000 in upfront fees to get a loan from the Small Business Administration. Under the SBA's new policy, any loan made between January and September of 2014 would be exempt from those fees. That goes a long way for vets like Kurt, who don't have much money to invest, but also don't need much. Dennis Byrne is a spokesman for the Small Business Administration.
They don't need large loans for expansion or for buildings or for extensive supplies. And a number of these small businesses are mom-and-pop types of businesses, and so we're trying to make these loans more available.
For Kurt Lyles, he says he'd use that money to build his own training course instead of having to use the parking lot at Floyd Casey. Paving that kind of course, Lyles said it would cost about $250,000. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.